Read me that letter again.
You mean the letter from the Easy Riding Taxi Cab Company?
That's the only letter we got, ain't it?
Every time I read that thing, I get a headache. What's the use of keeping on reading?
Well, I just want to hear it once more, that's all. Read it to me.
Well, it say here, the Fresh Air Taxi Cab Company, Incorporated. Gentlemen.
Well, he calls us gentlemen, that's one thing, baby.
Yeah, that's what he calls us to our face. Ain't no telling what he's thinking.
Well, read the letter. What do you say?
Say here, I am opening up a taxi cab company across the street from you, which I hope will help your business.
Huh.
Yeah, it's going to help us, all right. He's going to run us out of business.
If that ain't going to do us no good, what else did the letter say?
Then he say here, I figure there is always room for one more.
That's what he figured.
Yeah, it looks like we got a million taxi cabs running around town here now.
Well, I don't guess one more will hurt us if we got all them already.
Yeah, but they ain't got to put that one right under our nose.
Well, what else did the letter say?
Well, then he say here, I want you to know that I will do everything I can to help your company get business. You see him as I can tell he's dumb. Look how he got business spelled.
How he got it spelled?
B-U-S-I-N-E-double-S. That show you right there that he ain't got no sense.
Well, wait. When you get business with a taxi cab, though, you don't get it by spelling. You get it by hard work.
Then he say here, yours very truly, the Easy Riding Taxi Cab Company. Then he signed his name, Earl Dixon.
His name is Earl Dixon, huh?
Yeah. Now look over there on that building, what is painting on the front of the building over there. Look at that.
Yeah, he waited to tell us that he's going to help us. Then look at that sign he got on the front of the building there. Say, the Easy Riding Taxi Cab Company, closed cars.
Yeah, and then look at that other sign under that one.
What that say?
That say, don't be fooled about the fresh air. Remember, it might rain any minute.
Well, ain't nothing for us to do but just work that much harder, that's all.
Well, I just got to think of something and outsmart him. That's what I got to do.
Ain't no use for us to get in no argument with him, though, Andy.
Maybe his place will catch on fire or something.
Don't worry about nothing like that. Maybe ours will do the same thing. Remember, everybody got a right to make a living, I guess.
Well, Amos, the way I feel now that summer is here, people are going to want to ride so they can get some fresh air.
Yeah, but look what that sign say over there. Say it might rain any minute. If it do rain, we ain't got a chance, you know?
Yeah, but get the people in the taxi cab before it starts to rain. That's what you got to do. You got to work fast.
Yeah, but if I get somebody in there and it starts raining, they going to get out.
Well, tell them to hold an umbrella up or something.
I wish you'd get one of them California tops. That's what I wish.
Amos, I done told you once that I ain't going way out to California to get one of them automobile tops. If you can't find one around here that's cheap enough, then we ain't going to get none.
Wait a minute. Here comes somebody.
Well, who is that?
Taxi cab, mister. Taxi.
Taxi cab, mister.
Taxi.
No, much obliged, boys. Who's running the joint over here?
I beg to apologize for that last remark. What'd you say?
Yeah, the river was there.
Which one of you boys is Brown, the president of the company?
That's me, mister. That's me.
Yeah, but that Andy right there, he is the president, mister.
What is your proposition?
Yes, yeah, sir.
Well, Brown, my name is Dixon. Earl Dixon.
Oh, yeah. You is the one that got the taxi cab company across the street, ain't you?
Yeah, but you the one?
Yes, I just opened up.
Well, that's fine. My name is Amos Jones. I was here with Andy, you see.
He is one of my drivers.
Yes, sir.
One of your drivers? I didn't know you had but one.
Yeah. That's what I say. He is that one. I was thinking, though, on unspanning.
Yeah, sir. Sit down, Mr. Dixon, on the soapbox here. We ain't got no chairs around here.
Just off that box, Amos, so he ain't gonna get dirty.
Yeah, sir. Sit down here, Mr. Dixon. Sit right down here.
You know, we're having the same trouble across the street with chairs. I ordered a half a dozen chairs a week ago, and I haven't got them yet.
You say you done ordered a half a dozen chairs, huh?
Yeah, a week ago. They're not in yet.
Oh, sure. They certainly is bad to live in chairs around here, ain't they? I've been trying to get some chairs here for a long time, but they just don't send them in here.
Well, I tell you, Mr. Dixon, our business has been so bad that we ain't had enough money to get no chairs here.
He means, Mr. Dixon, that we ain't got no room to put the kind of chairs in here that we want.
No, I don't either.
Well, now, you know, Amos, that we want them great big chairs that you can kind of lay down in, you see.
Well, boys, we're friendly enemies.
Oh, sure.
What's that you say to him again? What's that?
I say we're friendly enemies.
Yeah, sir. That's good, ain't it?
I see that you have got a new taxi cab over there, Mr. Dixon.
Yeah, but if you see a new taxi cab sitting out in front of your place there, that's yours, here.
Yeah, that's the first one. They've just delivered the first car. I just made arrangements with Taylor's garage over here, too, to keep the cabs in there. Over at Taylor's. You know where that is, I suppose.
Yeah, sir.
Oh, yeah. I see. You're going to keep them over in Mr. Taylor's garage, huh? Me and Amos know Mr. Taylor.
Yeah, sir, we know Mr. Taylor. We done known him for a long time. Mr. Taylor is a nice man, too. I like Mr. Taylor.
By the way, which one of you boys is playing around with his daughter, Ruby?
Why, that's Amos.
Well, I ain't playing around with her. I engaged to her. We gonna get married someday, if that's what you mean.
Yeah? Well, good luck to you.
Yeah, sir. Yeah, thank you, sir.
How is you getting along across the street, Mr. Dixon?
Yeah, how is business over there?
Well, we haven't exactly started yet. I've had two or three calls in the last hour, but I want to wait till I get my other two taxi cabs before I start out. And start out right, you see. I don't want to start out halfway.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get two more, huh?
Well, boys, the taxi cab game is a tough racket. And I figure the same way as you or anybody else figures.
What's that? What's that?
The only way to make any money is to beat the other guy to it.
Oh, sure. You got to do that in the taxi cab business. Yes, sir. I done figured that out myself a long time ago.
A business is bad already. Ain't no two ways about that.
Well, I don't know. It looks pretty good to me. I got people lined up that's going to use nothing else but my taxi cab. Say, by the way, fellas, what are you charging? What are your rates over here?
Well, we get whatever we can get.
Well, I tell you, we started out to get 25 cents for the first mile or something like that. That's where we started, you see.
What was that again? Wait a minute, I want to get this down here.
Tell the gentleman again, if he wants to write it down. Tell him again how much we get.
Well, I tell you, it's pretty hard to tell you just what we do get, sir. Sometimes we don't get so much.
You see, mister, it kind of depends on how much money the man has got that's rising, you see. That's the one thing that we figure.
Well, tell me, boys, you let five ride for the price of one?
Tell the gentleman how we work that, Amos. Go ahead, tell him.
The other taxi cabs around here let five ride for the price of one, but we tried it out and it didn't work.
Yeah, we tried it out, but it was dissuccessful.
Well, what's the matter with that idea?
Well, I tell you, we got five people in the taxi cab and the thing broke down.
Yeah, it almost fell in half.
Well, boys, you can't expect to make money with a piece of junk. Well, I'll drop in and see you again, boys. If I can be any help to you, let me know. I'll see you.
Yes, always. So long.
So long. So long, Mr. Dickens. Good day. Goodbye.
Him? I don't like him, you know it?
Look like we're going to have trouble with him, don't we?